Ready?
Indie Nation, keep us in your ears for the latest and greatest indie music on the planet.
That's all you get.
Indie Nation listeners, Lumpy outside on a very noisy and busy sidewalk, peeking the mic. We're outside the Anatomy nightclub here in Cleveland in what we call the Textile District. So, there's some traffic, there's some background noise, but trust me, it's because this is a pretty big event. We're down here at the 48-Hour Film Festival. It's the after-party and awards ceremony. You've heard a little bit from the director of the project for Cleveland about what it is, so I'm not going to yap much. I'm just going to let this gentleman here in front of me introduce himself.
Yeah, my name is Richard Phyllis.
And what's your role in this?
I played a psychologist in a movie. This is the third indie 48-hour film that I've done. And I like to try to get with a different group every year and just get to meet new people and stuff.
Okay, and what group were you with this year?
Mad Props.
And who else is involved with Mad Props?
Well, Laura was one of the people that produced it, and Tom, or I don't know his last name, but because this is a new group, so I worked with him like half a day. That was it. So, but we put this film together in 48 hours.
And you were an actor in the production,
yes,
correct?
Yes, I was.
Okay, as an actor, what was the most difficult thing for you in this production?
Actually, as an actor, it's not that difficult, because the hard part is the editing and everything else. Basically, this year, they gave us like a storyline, and we had to stay within that storyline, and they let us ad lib, which you didn't have to learn a script. And then they would direct us off of that ad lib, depending on what they wanted us to do.
So you're saying the actors had it pretty easy?
I think they had a lot easier than the editors and the producers did, because they had to get that film edited, scored, and they had to get that thing done by Sunday night by 7 o'clock.
And you said this is your third year, and you work with a different company each year intentionally for the networking purposes, correct?
I don't know so much intentionally, but I guess I was lucky that I got to work with different people. And the thing is I want to network, so it worked out great. Plus, this year I ended up working with a professional production company along with professional actors, the people that I work with. We're up for an ensemble award, and there's no doubt about why we're up for that award, because the other actors that I worked with were excellent.
And you mentioned you ad-libbed it. Do you always ad-lib it as an actor with this type of production, or were you scripted in the past, and who'd you work with in the past?
Well, the first year they sent us a script at 7 o'clock in the morning. We had to be on the set at 9 o'clock, but it wasn't a very difficult script. And then on the second year, I didn't really have a major part. I played like a bum. I had like a few lines, so that wasn't difficult to learn. But then this year, we ad-libbed, and everybody had their few minutes that they had on it, and they had a storyline, and it worked out pretty well.
And as an actor, where would they find you on the internet?
I'm on, I have something on YouTube. It's called, I was in a contest. It was called Are You Talking to Me? Taxi Driver by Richard Phyllis. If you go there, I have some of my film there. If you go on Facebook, you can find some of my films on there. People have been posting them on my Facebook page, and that's Richard T. Phyllis.
Go ahead and spell it for me.
The last name is Phyllis.
Is there anything you'd like to add? Anything you'd like to comment on this festival?
Well, I really enjoy this. There was 40 films that competed. It's very hard to get it in on time. I believe they said 25 or 28 films got it in on time, and they're able to compete for the main prize. It's a challenge. It's really a challenge. And as an actor, you know, as you've worked on other productions and that, it's not as hard, like I said, for the actors as much as it is for the producers and the directors and that, and the people that have to score the film and prepare the film by 7 o'clock Sunday night.
Are there any other projects you're involved in you'd like to plug?
I just did a film called The Farm, and we're shooting that down around Columbus. I play a sheriff in that. I got cast in another film. It's called Utahs, and that's developing right now. We're supposed to be filming that. That film's supposed to be filmed in 17 different locations around the world. And I have other projects that are coming up as well. I'm working on Black Ice Chronicles. I play a detective. That's online as well. trying to think of the other things that I got cast in. You get cast in a lot of things as an actor, and some of them develop and some of them don't. So you just sit and wait and you wonder what's going to happen with them. So, and some of the things you get copies of and some of them you don't. Well, I just did a thing called a short film called Screwed. Believe it or not, that was the name of it. But it was actually about United States, and I played a businessman in that. But I've played a businessman, a priest, I play mafia guys, I play detectives, and fathers. So those are my roles.
How long have you been acting now?
Last 7 years.
So what would you say was your most challenging role for you?
I would say when I did a play at the Cleveland Playhouse, my first play that I ever did. I got cast in a film as a gangster. And they were supposed to do it as a film, and they ended up doing it as a play. And the director came to me and said, "We're going to do it as a play." I said, "Listen, friend, I don't want to do it I've never done a play before." I said, "Where are you going to do it at?" He goes, "The Cleveland Playhouse." I said, "Get out of here. The Cleveland Playhouse, my first play." So I worked very, very hard on that. And the people that I worked with were all talented actors and actresses. And some of them had like almost 200 plays that they did. So when I saw how hard they were working, it motivated me to work even harder. And it turned out really well. People thought I was an experienced actor in theater, and I really wasn't.
So that, in a sense, really helped you grow as an actor.
I feel it did, and it showed me that I could do that if I wanted to. I was scared that I couldn't do that.
For the benefit of the listeners that never acted or participated in a play before, what would you say the differences are as an actor between doing a play performance and doing like a film performance?
Well, plays are bigger. You're gonna play the character a lot bigger. You have to be able to send your voice. You have to be able to come from your gut and actually bring that voice forward. A lot of times you're not mic'd when you're in a theater, so that has to come from the gut out. I had to practice. I had to work on that. I actually got a movie by Al Pacino. It's called The Devil's Advocate, and he's in the film. He's walking around going, "Kevin, Kevin." So I'm walking around my house, "Kevin, Kevin," and I'm doing this thing. My wife thought I was nuts, but I was just trying to learn how to bring that voice from my gut upwards. On film, it's more intimate. Less is more. Like I said, I wanted to do film because I figured if I couldn't remember my lines, at least I could say cut and I could do it again. But in theater, it's live. So I think that was good for as far as discipline as an actor.
Have you been in other plays since?
I was only in one other play, and it was a gangster play as well. And it's called Pennies from Heaven, and I got to break a guy's arm in the play.
And where was that play at?
That was over in Parma.
And that was not the same size theater, was it?
Well, we had to say a lot of people there. We had about 150 people there.
But the Cleveland Playhouse is
Cleveland
huge.
Playhouse, yeah, that was something.
Big difference between playing in a huge venue and a smaller one, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the first play, how would you like to do your first play in the Cleveland Playhouse? I mean, I was scared to death. But then the compliments I got afterwards, and people came up to me and felt that I was an experienced theater actor, I was surprised that they looked at my performance and they appreciated that much, and it made me feel good. Only thing about theater is your performance is, once it's done, there's no copy of it.
Right. So. Yes, sir, thank you very much for your time.
In your ears, baby. Turn it up loud. Indie Nation.